everybody. Welcome back to Afros and Convos.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Convos on IG. Email us at afrosandconvos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandconvos.com. As a first announcement, we want to say we have Kika back. She is back, guys. Woohoo!
Woo! Hey, y'all. I miss y'all.
Yeah.
Been a long time.
How's everybody doing?
I'm great.
Doing good.
I'm well.
Splendid. All right. It is time for trending combos. Who wants to go first?
Yeah. Well, I'll go first since I ain't been here in about 6 months. Shout out to March being Women's History Month. So my news is dedicated to women.
Come on with the theme.
She always gives herself a theme.
Hey, you know, jump on ship or just, you know, sail away. First, I want to shout out. Yeah, that made no sense. I just kind of went with it. It just came out of my mouth and I just couldn't catch it in time. But I've mentioned this wonderful lady, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, before. She is the first woman and first African that was being nominated as the DG, the Director General of the WTO, World Trade Organization. She was the one who had to get unanimous votes to get in, and the United States was literally the only country, because we're under Trump, that would not vote for her. So since Trump has left and now Joe Biden is president, they backed her, and her first official day as the Director General was a few days ago. So shout out to her for making history. That is absolutely amazing, huge. I love the fact that she showed up in her Ankara and was just like, hey, I'm here, I'm Nigerian, and I'm here to run this. Shout out to her. All right, so next shout out is to one lovely Andra Day, who became the first woman since Whoopi Goldberg in 1985, I believe, to win, 1985, to win the Golden Globe for best actor in a leading role as a woman.
What?
Yeah,
she won Best Actress.
Best Actress in a motion picture.
But
drama.
How's she the first woman? If they all, it's actress, they all women.
Since Whoopi Goldberg. She's the second black woman to ever win this, but she's the first one since Whoopi Goldberg.
Black woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Sorry.
You said she was the second woman. And I'm like, ain't they all women? It's the actress category.
No, my bad. You're right. Second black woman since Whoopi Goldberg in 1985, which I thought was really great. And my last news is...
Yeah, wait, no. Back to that. Did y'all... Yeah. Have y'all seen the clips of, like, her getting the award and mm-hmm. the acceptance and those? I mean, like...
Yes.
I mean, how can you not just want to celebrate someone when you just see that level of just... genuine joy and excitement and just being overwhelmed. Like, that was an incredible moment.
Yeah. Did y'all see the video of Regina King coming to celebrate with her? Yeah. That was dope. I absolutely love that. Regina King she seems like she's just an amazing woman. Like, she seems to just celebrate everybody's win along with just being a boss herself. Last piece of news is shout out to Renee Montgomery. She is a former WNBA player who just recently retired after, I believe, she played 11 years with the Atlanta Dream. The Atlanta Dream is a team that was owned or may still be owned by the Senator Kelly Loeffler, who said all those, like, racist, problematic statements, and our team pretty much, like, went against her, and they helped the senators win in out of Georgia that defeated her. So not only did Renee Montgomery retire from the Atlanta Dream, she now became a part of an ownership that is buying the Dream from the senator.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
She saved them three little coins. They paid over the years.
Sis said, I've been saving and eating ramen noodles so I can purchase. So bad. So I could purchase a stake in this company. But yeah, I saw that. That came out this last week, and I thought that was really, really dope. So shout out to her. And then I just want to give a moment to talk about what's going on in Myanmar. Have y'all heard about what's going on in Myanmar? Mm-hmm. So Myanmar had a military coup on February 1st, I believe, and which they pretty much took their country's leaders, including their elected official, Aung San Suu Kyi, I think that's how you pronounce her name, and they've pretty much just had them locked up. And so protesting has been going on for the last month. Myanmar went and like pretty much shut down to the point where people in Myanmar were like, we don't know what's going on. So they were getting their news from outside sources because the news was being controlled within the nation. Recently, unfortunately, 38 people were killed in what they're considered the deadliest day of protesting. And so it's a pretty, pretty bad situation. I originally saw the video at the top of February of the coup, and it's kind of terrifying to watch. And even just, I haven't seen the recent footage of, you know, the protesters getting shot down. That's a little too dramatic for me, but, I just want to take some time to, you know, bring that up there. I haven't seen any tangible ways of being able to help yet to be able to share, but, as I find that, if I'm able to find that, because there are some difficulties in getting on the ground help, I believe. But if we're able to find that, I'll be sure to post that. But that's what's going on in Myanmar. So, you know, if you can read up on it, you know, share it. Because a lot of times, which was also similar with the NSARS movement, a lot of the protests that was going on across Africa, it was the international coverage that caused the issue to actually be addressed and for the leadership to actually take action. So using your social media, using your voice is effective. And if we can find ways to also give in any way, we'll also find that. And of course, you know, be praying for the people in Myanmar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go next. Did you guys see that Texas is reversing its COVID-19 mask mandate?
Hoochale. Yes, sis.
Like, not just the mask mandate.
Yeah, all businesses are opening, regardless 100%. Of industry, 100% next week.
That's dumb.
After Dr. Fauci just said, now some of y'all, I see y'all, you know, relaxing your mandates, and I don't think this is the time to do that. Texas said, forget that. We just had a blizzard. Now we just gonna open up everything.
That
I'm interested to see what happens there. But I'm sure some people will still wear their mask and still.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That's kind of what I've seen from people that I follow on social media who live in Texas. They're like, mm-hmm. I will continue to be wearing my mask until further notice. But
yeah, same.
Okay, my next piece of news is, have you guys noticed that almost no one has the flu this year?
I read like an article about that, like this, the numbers were like ridiculously no, almost non-existent.
Yeah, so they provided an example in 2019 to 2020, specifically children, 195 children died from the flu. This year they only know of one child who has died from the flu, which is miraculous.
Wow.
So, you know, this mask wearing is helping some other things, you know. People still getting the Rona, but at least we're not getting the flu and the Rona.
Interesting.
Mask wearing and hand washing and hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, so were we not doing these things? Oh, well, we weren't meant wearing masks, but.
No, people were not washing their hands, no.
But even I'll say, I know personally, I wash my hands regularly, and I even used to have hand sanitizer in my car. And if I would use an ATM or if I would pump gas, I would use hand sanitizer. But now, literally, every time I go into a store, every time I step foot outside my car and I get back in, I'm sanitizing. I definitely didn't do that before. And I
That's true.
To be a pretty, you know, germophobic type person. So,
yeah.
Everybody's just at another level.
All right. I don't know if you guys have seen, but some of Dr. Seuss books with racist imagery will go out of print. Some of them, I ain't never heard of some of these. If I ran to
I ain't
them,
never heard of none of them.
But then this one... But this one sounded like it was talking about niggas. It said, and to think that I saw it on the Mulberry Street. I don't know why. That sounded like it was talking about niggas.
I've read If I Ran the Zoo. I've read that one before.
Oh, if but I ran the zoo or ran to the zoo?
Ran the zoo.
I ran the zoo. Oh, if I ran the zoo, that's...
Yeah, that's a pretty popular one.
No, yeah. I ain't read it.
None of them books.
Yeah, I had heard of a couple of them.
But apparently, before he started doing children's books, he was known for racist ads and political cartoons that included racial slurs that depicted black people as savages and grass skirts, Asian peoples with slit for eyes, and Middle Eastern characters wearing turbans. So this is another corporate change that is happening around his birthday. What do you guys think about this? Because I know we had different conversations about, you know, they changed Aunt Jemima. It ain't Aunt Jemima no more. I forgot what it's called. Whatever it's called now. Uncle Ben is somebody else now. What do you guys think about Dr. Seuss Corporation or the Enterprise?
Yeah, I had heard about Dr. Seuss and his, you know, racism. But I agree with Cookie. I think that yes, we should stop the print of it. It should have been done stopped. I mean, this ain't the man. It's not new, but I think that it can't be erased, which that's the issue. It's an erasing of things, and we don't talk about, you know, why that change was needed. So I definitely think we use it as a cautionary tale or just talk about. I'm not surprised. Like, in the time that he was in, like, I'm not expecting him to be an abolitionist or something. It's like, or, well, he wouldn't have been an abolitionist, but as someone that was just, like, fighting for the rights of black people. So the fact that his works reflected that time and of him as a white man is not surprising. But, yeah, definitely stop the print, but educate, because there are still current writers like that that have problematic things. So, and Disney movies have some problematic things as well, because Disney was tricky, so...
I'm just glad Green Eggs and Ham went on that list, because that would have traumatized me. Because I would have been like, man, what are they talking about us? I was like, I was our kids playing Green, like reading this book, thinking, and he like, you know, you got the slop. That's why it was green. I don't know.
It's Green Eggs and Ham code. That's so funny.
The whole narrative.
Right.
But that's all I got.
Okay, I'm up. I have like one, maybe two things. I feel like I'm beating my hand in spades. I got one in a possible. But so first up, so have y'all heard about the 2-part documentary for Janet Jackson that's supposed to be coming to Lifetime?
Oh, no, I haven't.
There's a 2-night documentary set for Lifetime and A&E, and it's supposed to come out in 2022 to coincide with the 40th anniversary of the 1982 release of her debut album, Janet Jackson. And since it's not, I'm just glad it ain't no biopic, because I don't want to see that. But a documentary, I'm here for it. Two nights, it's gonna be all the content. Well, I'll watch the first night and better tell me whether I want to watch the second night, because I ain't gonna lie, her whispering be on my nerves.
I knew you was gonna say that.
And so if she whispering, if I can't hear her, I gotta turn the volume up on my TV, then I'm probably not gonna make it to part two. But I think it's, I mean, hey, but that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I had, So y'all know we've been cooped up in the house. Well, some people have. Well, I have. Ain't been traveling, you know. So have y'all heard about JetBlue and that they have eliminated access to the overhead bins for their base fare?
I saw that and I was like, are you guys kidding me right now?
Nah. So they're offering new lower fares to compete with like Spirit and Frontier, but the Blue basic tickets will not be allowed to bring a traditional carry-on. You will not have access to the overhead bin. So I'm like, what, I'm supposed to just wear 5 outfits on my person onto the plane?
I don't understand. They're gonna regulate that though. They're gonna be like, oh, where's your ticket? No bin, sit down.
Absolutely. You're probably not gonna be allowed to put it into the overhead yourself. The flight attendant is gonna have to do it for you and they're gonna have to check your ticket.
It's called The fact that it's called Blue Basic is what's crazy.
Do you need
crazy.
To pay to check that? Because I don't think that that corresponds with the ticket that you have. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess y'all better learn how to layer up if you finna be riding JetBlue. Because you ain't got nowhere to put your clothes.
That's crazy.
You know, but people gonna be so desperate to hop some flights.
Oh, absolutely. Over,
then, you know, they gonna be doing it. That would be so dope, though. I just thought about it.
If to just get on a plane and go.
Get on a plane and go and be like, I'll buy what I need when I get there.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Baby. Goals. Come on, goals.
You gonna hop on JetBlue?
I mean, well, nah, if I'm living like that, I probably ain't gonna be on no JetBlue, but... I don't know, maybe just for the story of it. Just for the spontaneity of it.
I mean, I rode Frontier that one time to come see you, and that was enough for me. Like, but people ride Frontier faithfully, so I don't think they're gonna be deterred by that.
Our flight got pushed back.
No, they not. I mean, our flight was pushed back as we were sitting in the terminal. Ain't nobody say nothing to us. Our terminal got changed, and we didn't know until we were like, "Wait, are we supposed to be low boarding the plane?" Yeah, nah. That was the worst experience of any travel I've ever had.
That's all I got.